Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Time to reach out to our football friend who understands things way better than we do when it comes to football, Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana.
Good morning, fellas. You know what we have to understand is the score. Now, did we win or did we lose?
That was a win.
That was a win.
That's what we have to understand. And we're back at 500, by golly.
Back at 500, yes. And mathematically, still in a playoff race.
Yeah, there's still a chance.
With the Cleveland Browns coming up. But let's talk about yesterday. That's a W now. Last week when the Packers almost beat the Steelers, I said that's still just a loss, though, right? You know, it's not a half a loss or two-thirds of a loss. That's a loss.
You get no moral victories, you know, no kind of sorters, right? Only in horseshoes and hand grenades, right?
Right. And even though yesterday took till overtime to beat the Buccaneers, who are a professional football team who received checks and all the benefits from the NFL, right, from the National Football League,
checks and benefits.
That is a full W, correct?
That is a full W.
So there you go. Right. It's a win.
So this has got to be the biggest career for game for Dean Lowry, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be.
Game ball Dean and everything,
Lowry,
right?
A.K.A. the plumber.
The plumber. Why is he the plumber?
I'm going to need him to get a pair of pants that fit.
Really, you think those are a little small?
They're a little small. When he went up in the stands, all his business was hanging out.
Well, you know what he needs? He needs those longer T-shirts that they sell, you know, to cover up your plumber's crack.
He needs a Duluth Trading Post football uniform.
He does.
I'm sure they have.
He just needs a little longer shirt.
Yeah, exactly. I think it all took him by. It took him pretty fast by surprise. But we need him to organize next time. You never know. Isn't that what your parents say? You never know. That's why you got to keep some clean underwear.
That's right.
You know, right. Socks without holes, clean underwear.
Because first thing they check when you're in an accident is to see if you have clean underwear on. And the first thing people check for when you score a touchdown is, do your pants fit?
Do your pants fit? Hey, man, we don't want to see all that.
He made it up into the stands. He ran the whole way. Didn't run out of gas. Leaped up into the stands over the wall.
He did better than Eddie Lacy on any breakaway run.
I think so.
Yeah, no, he definitely gets an A for effort. And you could tell he was thinking about it at about the 25 to 20-yard line. He was focused and intent on going up into the stands. So that was great.
He had a nice little escort going down the field, too. They made sure nobody was going to get too close to him because he had a wide receiver screaming up on his left at one point, and he just kind of went, yeah, I'm not going to get through those dudes.
Right, yeah.
So as a defensive lineman, is there a little bit more happiness for you to see a big
defense? Is it a proud day for all defensive linemen?
I think it just makes everybody a little bit more jovial, right? Because we never get, you know, first of all, you never get to handle the ball, then we never score, you know. So, you know, to be able to get into the stands, I feel like you always enjoy seeing a big guy run for some reason. You know, somebody over 6 foot tall, 300-plus pounds, it just makes you, I guess, jolly, for lack of a better word, in December.
And it happened so quick. Here's the highlight is right here right now. It's almost like he got a shovel pass from Jameis Winston. It was just a weird way for the ball to go. It wasn't dribbling around on the ground.
He was past the play.
Fall on it.
And was coming back to the play when the ball popped out of Winston's hands, and he grabbed it out of the air and just started rumbling down the field, as they like to say whenever a big guy has the ball.
Nice hands.
Yeah, you would love to think. I mean, he just kind of snatched it out of the air and went with it. So, yeah, it was great. It's always great to see a big guy run.
And it was like a 60-yard run.
I thought he showed really good speed for a defensive lineman.
I think you're exactly right.
Right on the 40.
I mean, he's full speed after
50 yards. You know, like you were talking about the wide receiver. You would think 60 yards, there'd be a running back, a wide receiver, a tight end. somebody that will be able to track you down.
Dean Lowry was not laboring to get to the end zone by any means. He had a full head of steam going.
No, but
going
after
yet.
He hit the goal line, he was, oh man, glad that's over.
I bet he wished it could have gone on forever. But he was having a great time. Now, we were talking off the air the other day about getting a turnover, an interception, fumble recovery, or something like that, whatever it is. If you're a defensive player, that has got to be the ultimate high. You now have the ball. You never have the ball on defense. So when you get it's got to be like, I've got the ball.
I've got the ball, you know.
I understand why you guys want to run when you get it. And you don't want to
typically the biggest thing you can ever do as a defensive lineman is, you know, a tackle for a loss. So maybe you get a little gravedigger dance or something like that, or a sack, you know, so you get to do a little jig with that.
Lowry had nothing. He just headed to the wall. He was like, hey, here I am. Love me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So to be able to get 6 points and, you know, like we said, it's a 60-yard, you know, fumble recover for a touchdown. That's definitely going to win him some donuts in the locker room.
Now, I'm sure you heard him talking yesterday about, you know, if the Packers have to get through next week and then possibly they could have Aaron Rodgers back for the Carolina game.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers back for the Carolina game?
Well, you know, he's back and he's throwing the ball. It looks like he's participating in practices. So, you know, if I'm in that locker room, you know, we definitely feel like we like our chances if we get our top or our best player and our team leader back in a couple of weeks. But at the same time, you know, it's non grata if we go out and lay an egg against Cleveland because they are an NFL team and they do have benefits, right?
Yeah, they do.
Cash checks and everything.
Right, they do. They have all the privileges extended to every other team in the NFL, I believe.
Exactly. So if I'm in the locker room, I'm kind of rallying the guys to say, hey, let's get this one done and get above 500. And whatever happens after that happens, you know, if we get the big guy back, if we get Aaron back, we'll be outstanding down the stretch. You know, with that being said, you know, if you look at those last 2-3 games, you know, all of them are playoff quality teams. That would be Carolina, that'd be Minnesota and Detroit, if I'm correct. So, mm-hmm. All of those teams are fighting to get to the playoffs. So nothing is guaranteed, but what we need to do is go out and beat Cleveland this week and then figure it out.
How did you like Brett Hundley's performance yesterday? What did you think? I know it sounds like a question for Tommy Lasorda. What did I think of Hundley's performance?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he struggled at times. I'll tell you one thing about Hundley. He looks relaxed, so I enjoy watching him at that position. It's rough on him because we like to look at the category and look at his yards. You know, for instance, against Pittsburgh, he had the best quarterback rating. He had tremendous yards, I think almost 300 yards in passing, but we still lost the game. Now, last night or yesterday, he didn't have 100 yards passing, but he did run the ball very well. I think it was a conservative game plan because of who we were playing. So let me say that also. Conservative meaning, I think we go into that game feeling like 21, 24 points wins. So let's not let that position or the quarterback lose a game for us for trying to do too much. And so I think it was a conservative game plan that he played well with. I think he'll be fine. Just, you know, as he plays, you can see him getting better and better each game, if that answers your question.
Is there any chance that he, let's say his contract expires, he's a free agent or whatever, is there any chance he could go somewhere and be a starter in the NFL?
I would like to think so when you look at the starters in the NFL. For instance, at the Texans, we've got Tom Savage that's starting now, and he started for us last year before Deshaun Watson was drafted, and he's playing for Deshaun since he's hurt, tore his ACL. And if you compare Brett Hundley to Savage, I would definitely say there's a team out of the 32 that the young man could start and play for.
So he could land.
Because Savage is struggling. He's been struggling the last 2 years.
Yeah,
2 years of struggling.
Yeah. Ooh. So we look at Brett and we had 4 or 5 weeks, but trust me, you can see the guy get better as he goes. throughout the season.
But then every now and then there's a miracle, like a Case Keenum up in Minnesota. Case Keenum, he's a journeyman. He's a clown everywhere else he's been. It's like he was the guy he brought in to beat up on, and now up in Minnesota, he's the hot quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. And he played well yesterday. If you guys watched the Atlanta game, if you're able to get it, Case Keenum played outstanding, against Atlanta, who's playing very well. They had to go beat them on the road. You know, and that being said, if you look at Minnesota, it's one of the top defenses in the NFL. They've got a great running game. And what they're asking Case to do is not by any means a miracle, but at the same time, he's doing a great job of, you know, what we like to say, of managing the game. Now, what's going to happen, or what I would like to see, is Minnesota be down a score or two in the second half or the fourth quarter one game, and now we really know what Case Keenum is bringing to the table. But that being said, I mean, the fact that they're, what are they, 9-1 or 10-2? Whatever they are, I think they've got two losses.
10-2, yeah, they've got an 8-game winning streak going.
Yeah, and they run off 8 games in a row. Case is a free agent after this year, and I think there are a lot of teams out there that says, hey, we could use this young man's services.
Yeah. All right, so how you don't overlook Cleveland this week. How do you not overlook Cleveland before we let you go?
Yeah, you know what, you respect every opponent, and, you know, what guys like to call swag or moxie and everything else means that you're really focusing on what you're doing individually in your team game. So you focus on what you're doing, your execution on all phases of the game. And let me give a shout-out to special teams as well, too, because they did have a blocked punt. They had blocked a punt yesterday. So, you know, you look at all phases of the game and you make sure that you're not really focused on who you're playing, but executing all phases, and you'll be fine.
All right, very good. Why don't you write that down, send it up to Green Bay so the boys can get a peek at it on the bulletin board.
I'll let them know.
Sign it. Love, Santana. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, Santana, we'll talk about it again next week.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a great week.
All right. Santana Dodson.